Last summer, WFYI News embarked on a long-term reporting project focusing on the root causes of crime and efforts to alleviate them in Indianapolis's most violent neighborhoods. As part of our Intersections project, we wanted to hear directly from the people who live in the neighborhoods we hear about so often in the news. So we've decided to send our Speak Up phone on a listening tour over the next several months. WFYI's Christopher Ayers spoke with reporter Ryan Delaney about some of the responses we've received so far.
So, Ryan, before we start discussing some of these responses we've received, can you just briefly explain what the Speak Up phone is? What does it look like?
Sure. It's really just an old payphone like one you used to find on a street corner. We redecorated it and rewired it to ring directly to an answering machine here at WFYI. And it gives people a chance to respond directly to a prompt that they'll hear when they pick up the phone.
Okay. So WFYI wanted to use the Speak Up phone in these high crime neighborhoods to try and compare perceptions and reality. So what did we ask them?
Yeah, these are parts of the city labeled as being dangerous and distressed based on data. But those statistics don't always show what residents' realities really are, right? So we're asking them to describe life in their neighborhood using just one word and then explain a little bit why. The phone hung out first in the Indianapolis Public Library branch on the Near East Side. It's the most racially diverse of these six focus areas. And diverse is actually the word that Gregory Stephen Gardner II used.
In the little 10 square block radius, there's lots of violence, lots of crime, lots of trap house, lots of drug addicts. There's also some very wealthy people. So in one word, I'd say it's diverse. Not necessarily just culturally, but monetarily as well.
So Gregory here says his neighborhood is diverse, not just racially or culturally, but also economically stratified in a way. So Ryan, if you were to drive through the Near East Side, in what way would this economic disparity be visually apparent?
Well, it really is block by block. You know, we did hear from people about the struggles this community has, such as this response we got.
My name is Lupe Olivares Sandoval, and the one word I would use to describe the neighborhood that I live in is violent crime between teenagers the most.
Violent being her word there. Someone else picked up the phone and said impoverished. But like I said, it can really be block by block. Parts of the Near East Side have seen improvement in recent years. There are quiet streets with nice, well-kept homes on them. And then there are ones where almost every house is boarded up and falling down. And we did get a sense of that frustration in one response.
Jeffrey Kirkpatrick, the one word that I would use to describe my neighborhood is abandoned. I choose that word because there are so many abandoned homes. I feel a fool to be putting money into my home when I cannot do anything. I am powerless to do anything about the other abandoned homes in the neighborhood. But the positive side is there are kids who play in the streets in my neighborhood.
But Jeffrey there seems to end on a positive note, that this neighborhood does have some good things going for it, that there are some good people there, too.
Yeah, you're right. And we did hear more of that. One response we got was engaged. Another woman said respect. And then we heard this from Amber.
There have been a lot of people who have entered into this neighborhood with the goal of staying long-term and making a difference. So I think a better word to describe this neighborhood would be changing, developing, maturing, and those things do take time.
Changing, developing, maturing, those are the words that Amber used right there. Perhaps a sense that the seeds of progress are being planted?
Yeah, one thing I heard very early on in this reporting is how important a sense of hope is. And, you know, it does seem that there are still, you know, long ways to go, but some of that does still, you know, some of that's there.
So, Ryan, where will the phone be next?
The phone now is on the northeast side at the East 38th Street branch of the public library. So if you live around the area of East 38th Street and Sherman Drive, visit the library and leave your thoughts for us.
All right. Thanks, Ryan, for this reporting.
Yeah, my pleasure.